जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभा त्रिवरधारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभा त्रिवरधारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सतश्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील अभाई चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमन भागवतम की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भावति नैस्तुकी। ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कंटिन्यू रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 5 एंटाइटल्ड द मीटिंग ऑफ नंद महाराज एंड वासुदेव। And we'll read from text number 3 up to text number 5. We'll do text number 5 together. I'll read text number 3 and 4 first, and then we'll do text 5 together. Text number 3. Denunam niyute pradat viprebhya sama lankrite Tiladrin Sapta Ratnago Sata Gomba Ambara Avritam translation, Nanda Maharaj gave 2 million cows completely decorated with cloth and jewels in charity to the Brahmanas. He also gave them 7 hills of grain covered with jewels and with cloth decorated with golden embroidery. Text number 4. Kalena snana sochavyam samscharis tapas ye jaya sudyanti dhanir santushtya ravni ani atmana vidyaya. Translation. O King, by the passing of time, land and other material possessions are purified. By bathing, the body is purified, and by being cleansed, unclean things are purified. By purificatory ceremonies, birth is purified. By austerity, the senses are purified, and by worship and charity offered to the Brahmanas, material possessions are purified. By such satisfaction, the mind is purified. And by self-realization of Krishna consciousness, the soul is purified. It's a little purport here. Purport by His Divine. Purport. There are sastric injunctions concerning how one can purify everything according to Vedic civilization. Unless purified, everything we use will infect us with contamination. In India, 5,000 years ago, even in the villages such as that of Nanda Maharaj, people knew how to purify things, and thus they enjoyed even material life without contamination. So we'll read text 5 together, word for word. So Mangalya Giro Vipraha Sota Magada Vandinaha Gayakas Cha Chagur Nedur Preyor Dundubayo Muhur. So Mangalya Giro Vipraha Sota Magada Vandina Gaya Kascha Jagur Nedur Breyo Dundu Bhyabhyo Muhur. So Mangalya Giro Vipraha Sota Magada Vandina Gayakascha Jagur Nedur Breyor Dundu Bayo Mohor. So Mangalya Giro Vipraha Sota Magadaha Vadinaha Gayaskascha Jagur Nedur Beyor Dundu Bayo Muhur. So Mangalya Gira. Was chanting of mantras and hymns purified the environment by their vibration. Vipraha, the brahmanas. Sutta, experts in reciting all the histories. Magadha, expert in reciting the histories of special royal families. Vandinaha, general professional reciters. Gayakaha, singers. Cha, as well as. Jagur, chanted. Nidhur, vibrated. Reyaha, a kind of musical instrument. Dundu Bayaha, a kind of musical instrument. Mahur, constantly. Translation. The Brahmanas recited auspicious Vedic hymns which purified the environment by their vibration. The experts in reciting old histories like the Puranas, the experts in reciting the histories of royal families and general reciters all chanted, while singers sang and many kinds of musical instruments like bheris and dundubhis played in accompaniment. Please repeat. The Brahmanas recited various auspicious Vedic hymns which purified the environment by their vibration. The experts in reciting old histories like the Puranas, the experts in reciting the histories of royal families, the general reciters all chanted, while singers sang and many kinds of musical instruments like bheris and dundubis played in accompaniment. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Ulmilitam Yena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manubhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sahagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakansvitam Scha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Satadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patita Nam Pabinebhyo Vaishnav Beyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Translation: the Brahmanas recited auspicious Vedic hymns which purified the environment by their vibration. The experts in reciting old histories like the Puranas, the experts in reciting the histories of royal families, and general reciters all chanted, while singers sang and many kinds of instrumental musical instruments like bheris and dundubis played in accompaniment. Srila Prabhupada is very kind that he is allowing us through his translation of Srimad Bhagavatam to try and understand the pastimes of Lord Krishna, especially in Kali Yuga. Everyone is inclined to the impersonal aspect of spiritual realization, and also in the normal lives they are very impersonal, and when they see the normal human beings, how they interact with each other, they're always fighting, they're always in quarrel with each other. And when they think of God as a person, they think, no, God cannot be a person because he's like one of us, like human being. So human beings are always fighting with each other, and and society is in chaos because of human nature. So when they think of God as a person, they also think, no, God must be like this as well. So therefore they're more inclined to the impersonal aspect of God, to think God is all pervasive, God is just power, things like that. But they will not accept the personal aspect of God. So Srila Prabhupada, this is his mission. We chant his pranam mantras every day. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Sunya Vadi Pascheta Nishatharini. Offer my respectful obeisances unto you, O servant of Saraswati Goswami. You are kindly preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya Deva and delivering the Western countries, which is filled with impersonalism and voidism. So this is the state we are, if we understand about Prabhupada, why he was sent by Lord Chaitanya. Because Krishna came 5,000 years ago when he performed his pastimes, which we are reading in Vrindavan, India, Mathura, Dwarka. So after Krishna left, no one knew how to follow his final instruction in Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharmam parityaja mam ekam sharanam braja. No one knew how to carry it out. So therefore Krishna came again 500 years ago in West Bengal as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the form of a devotee. And the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the practical demonstration of that final instruction of Lord Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, is how to be a devotee of Lord Krishna. So as we read, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he preached all over India, and he spread the chanting of the Hare Krishna movement all over India, but he did not leave India. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made a prediction that the holy name of Krishna will spread through every town and village of the world. And in 1922, Srila Prabhupada met his guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, in Calcutta. And at the very first meeting, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta instructed Prabhupada that you're a young, educated man, you should preach or spread this Vedic culture, Krishna consciousness, to the Western world. So finally, at the age of 70, in 1965, Srila Prabhupada, he got a free passage on a cargo ship and he came to New York to carry out the instruction of his spiritual master. This is a perfect disciple, that he carries the instruction of his guru with him, although immediately he could not carry it out. 1922 he got the instruction, but he made the attempt in 1965. Although during his lifetime there were also many attempts, like he started Back to Godhead magazine in 1944. In this way, in India, he was preaching in English, and he retired from family life, and he was working within the Gaudiya Math for a while, and then he went to live at Radha Damodar temple, and there he was also doing articles, and at one point one of his friends said that, you know, you should print books, little newspaper articles. Someone will read it and they will throw it away. But if you print books, most likely they will keep the books with them. So this was an instruction, or this Prabhupada taught, as Krishna is saying, that I should print books. And my Guru Maharaj also asked me to print books. So then he began, and he was told that you should print big books, publish big books. So then he started his lifelong masterpiece, the translation of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this pranam mantras was actually a Prabhupada. He began to ask the devotees to chant this pranam mantra here in America. First, Prabhupada is a servant of his spiritual master. Our respectful obeisances unto you, O spiritual master, servant of Saraswati Goswami. You're kindly preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya Deva. Lord Chaitanya Deva is Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya's instructions is to chant Hare Krishna and to spread the chanting of Hare Krishna all over the world. And you're delivering the Western countries, which are filled with impersonalism and voidism. Impersonalism and voidism. So it's a very systematic way that we come to this understanding of Krishna as a person. In Kali Yuga, we learn at one point that on the license given in the Vedic literatures of animal slaughter, many people began freely killing animals and eating them. And this was going on rampantly. And therefore Krishna, he comes as Lord Buddha to stop animal killing. But in order to do that, he had to tell the people to reject the Vedas. Forget about the Vedas, just follow me. Because if people followed the Vedas, then they would continue killing animals and eating them, because the license is there, that at a certain time you can kill a certain animal and things like that. So therefore he asked them to reject the Vedas, practice non-violence, and just follow me. So this Lord Buddha came and he made everything zero. Sunyavadi. So a nirvishesha sunya. He made everything zero. So then the next stage is that in order to bring back the Vedas, Krishna sends Lord Shiva as Shankaracharya. And Shankaracharya, he preaches this another form of impersonalism and voidism. He makes everything one. No more from zero to one. So Shankaracharya, Lord Shiva's Shankaracharya, he has made everything one. And in this way he brings back the Vedas. Vedas is mainly full of impersonalism. And so in this way, Shankaracharya, he makes everything one. And then 500 years ago, Krishna comes as Lord Chaitanya and he makes everything two. We are individual spirit soul and there's the super soul or Parma Atma or Krishna. And we are eternal servants of Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya comes and he makes everything two, as it is, as it should be. The individual soul, as we learn in Bhagavad Gita, is temporary living in this body. And we become conditioned. We are an illusion because we act in the bodily concept of life. So we are forgetful. Therefore Lord Krishna, he tells Arjuna, You are speaking learned words. Arjuna was giving him so many nice reasons why he should not fight. And Lord Krishna, he calls him indirectly a fool. You are speaking learned words, but you do not know the actual situation. You are not this body. You are eternal spirit soul temporary living in this body. And the eternal spirit soul is an eternal servant of God. If you look at your life now, you're always a servant. You'll go to work, you'll serve your company or your boss. When you go to, you'll serve your family, you'll serve your social network of friends, you'll serve yourself, you'll eat some nice food, hear some nice music, watch some nice movie, things like that. So you're always a servant. So this is the nature of the spirit soul. The soul is an eternally a servant by nature. So the original position of the soul, who we are, is we are eternal servants of God, O Krishna. So when we come to that understanding, then we can understand the pastimes of Lord Krishna. When we can understand that we are persons and ultimately God is a person, then we can understand, yes, Krishna is God, he is a person, and he can act freely as he wants. There's nothing impossible for Krishna, and therefore we can read of these pastimes of Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada again is so kind that he translated the Srimad Bhagavatam up to the 10th canto, but he gave us his pastimes of Lord Krishna in a book called Krishna Book. 90 chapters of the pastimes of Lord Krishna. So although he didn't complete the 10th canto, but he gave us the pastimes, the 10th canto of Lord Krishna in the book called Krishna Book. So in this way we could understand the pastimes of Krishna. But there is a sequence from impersonalism to this point where we are. We have to become convinced that Krishna is a person. His pastimes are not mythology or storytelling or someone's imagination. They are factual. He appeared 5,000 years ago. So throughout his books, especially Bhagavad Gita, Sri Aisha Upanishad, Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada is stressing this point that Krishna is God, he is a person. And we are individual persons, and we can have this relationship with Krishna as a parent, as a servitor, as a friend. So we are always eternal persons, and Krishna is the original supreme eternal person, and we are his servants. So therefore we can understand these pastimes of Krishna, because Prabhupada, he drills it into us all the time that we should try to avoid this impersonalism, because we're coming from the material background which is full of impersonalism. So, but also again there's a process to come to understand the Leela of Krishna. Naam, Rupa, Guna and Leela. First we have to take the name of Krishna, and by chanting the name of Krishna then we'll get realization of the form of Krishna. And then by understanding Krishna's form, then we can learn about his guna, his qualities, and which are all given in Prabhupada's books. And then when we learn of the qualities, then we can learn of his actual pastimes. And we will not think that Krishna was immoral or he was a thief, things like that. We understand, and when we read about these activities, we will become happy and joyful. Oh, my Lord is so great, he can do such things. See, otherwise we are conditioned in a very strong material environment, which is very impersonal. And when we come to spiritual life, we have to follow a bona fide process that is given by bona fide saintly persons. We just cannot try and just read some book or see something on the internet and try and follow. There must always be personal contact. Therefore Krishna says, just try to learn approach a bona fide spiritual master, inquire from him, be submissive, inquire from him, and the self-realized soul will impart knowledge unto you. So from the very beginning, this personal contact is always there. Especially in the beginning, we have to learn through the bona fide spiritual master. And that is always the case. We'll always be the servant of the bona fide spiritual master, who is ultimately in disciplic succession. And his guru, Prabhupada, says is one who repeats what Lord Chaitanya says and what Krishna says. And nowadays it's a fashion to have so many different types of gurus, especially in the big cities in the Western world. This guru, that guru, that guru. But guru, according to Prabhupada, is one who repeats what Lord Chaitanya says and one who repeats what Lord Krishna says. So definitely guru must come in disciplic succession, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Also in these verses, mention of brahmanas is mentioned. So the verse is from Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitayacha Jagadithaya Krishna Govindaya Namo Namaha. So Krishna is very dear to the brahmanas and cows. So if you want to come closer to Krishna, we have to serve and take care of the brahmanas and the cows. Then we'll see in these pastimes that Krishna, his parents, they were giving in charity to the brahmanas and they were taking care of cows. Therefore, they were always very happy. They were very happy. And they were simple village people. But because they took, they respected the brahmanas and they took care of cows, they had no shortage of everything. They were very peaceful and happy people. So this is another message that we have to get out. And the main message that Prabhupada is given, he has created so many brahmanas within the Hare Krishna movement. So, and he has started farm communities to take care of cows. So first we have to imbibe what Prabhupada has given and try and share it with others. You want to become happy? Here's the process. Here's the process. Otherwise, everyone is simply working hard day and night for some little sense gratification and to maintain it, things like that. So the process is to take care of the brahmanas and the cows. You'll become peaceful and happy. You'll have all opulence. And here it's mentioned, Prabhupada is writing, there are sastric injunctions concerning how one can purify everything to, according to Vedic civilization. Unless purified, anything we use will infect us with contamination. In India, 5,000 years ago, even the villages such as that of Danda Maharaj, people knew how to purify things, and thus they enjoyed even material life without contamination. Purification, and it's mentioned in this verse, text number 4, the different aspects of purification. But ultimately, if you simply try and remember Krishna, you know, whatever condition we may be, you know, we could be in prison, we cannot do puja, some place where we cannot even chant, we have to chant within our minds. So the beginning of purification is simply to remember Krishna all the time. And by purification, as we mentioned here, just to put Krishna in the center, then we can enjoy material life without contamination. Our life is, our thoughts are always on sense gratification. When we're chanting, our mind wanders here and there like anything. We have to bring it back to the sound vibration of the holy name. So it is a process. And it's a process we are fortunate that Prabhupada has given just to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. In one place during the 70s where Prabhupada was, just around this morning time after around deity greetings, Prabhupada came down from his room and there were a few devotees in the temple. And he told them that if you simply do what I've told you, this was sometime in the 70s. If I simply do what I've told you, then your life will become perfect. There's nothing more for you to do. See? So we don't have to go outside of what Prabhupada has given. He said, everything's in my books. I'll never die. I'll live forever in my books. So we should simply stay with Prabhupada and read his books and try and follow. And then we'll be able to more imbibe these pastimes of Lord Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, one who knows my the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities, he doesn't take birth again in this material world but attains to my eternal abode. So that process where we can come up to that standard is given by Prabhupada. And so I think this is the best way that we can understand these pastimes of Krishna. And we should not think that it's Krishna as historical person, mythological person, but he appeared 5,000 years ago. So we should understand he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he can do whatever he wants. He's free to do anything and everything. Hare Krishna. Stop there. You can add on to the class. Okay. Karantaraj Shriman Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.